mercenary Ukrainians in the crosshairs. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, in the continuing Russian bombardments of their cities.
Russia has been striking out again at civilian targets. In the southern city of Mariupol, they hit a theater where Ukrainian officials say hundreds of people, including many children, were sheltering. We do not have confirmation on the number of casualties yet. Outside that theater, the word children had been written on the ground before it was hit to try to ward off Russian airstrikes.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky delivering an emotional plea in a video address to both houses of Congress Wednesday.
Zelensky invoked iconic American imagery like Mount Rushmore and Martin Luther King. Zelensky also showed disturbing video to stoke Congress into action.
I see no sense in life if it cannot stop the deaths.
This may have been the most significant speech to Congress by a wartime foreign leader since Winston Churchill spoke to lawmakers just after Pearl Harbor in 1941.
The forces ranged against us are enormous. They are bitter. They are ruthless.
Pearl Harbor thrust the U.S. into World War II. Lawmakers fear a no-fly zone draws the U.S. closer to World War III.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Zelensky's renewed plea for NATO and the U.S. to enforce a no-fly zone over his country, again rejected. But President Biden, as expected, announced an $800 million package of military aid for Ukraine. Too little, too late, according to Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
The Biden administration had over a year to get this right. They had a year to translate rhetorical support for NATO into leading real collective defense.
America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
A controversial actor convicted of staging a faked hate crime is free again.
Jussie Smollett was sentenced to 150 days in Chicago's Cook County Jail after he was convicted of lying to police about being the victim of a hate crime. But an appeals court has ruled Smollett could be released while he appeals that. Afterwards, Smollett's attorney, Nene Uche, told reporters Smollett's conviction was wrong and that Smollett had already been punished earlier, paying a $10,000 fine and doing community service.
In this country, you cannot punish a person twice.
Smollett left jail after posting a personal recognizance bond of $150,000, meaning he doesn't have to put down money but agrees to come to court as required. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A deal appears to be close to bring the U.S. back into the Iran nuclear agreement and purportedly return Iran to compliance with limits on its nuclear program. U.S. and Iranian officials say only a very small number of issues remain to be resolved. New data released by the Census Bureau shows the U.S. grew wealthier and better educated, and poverty declined during the second half of the last decade. Estimates from the American Community Survey show that median household income rose to nearly $65,000. Between 2016 and 2020, it had been about $54,000 in the 5 years prior to that. Lawmakers in another state moving closer to a restrictive abortion ban.
The Kentucky Senate has overwhelmingly approved a measure to ban abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The bill is similar to a recently passed Mississippi law that is under review by the U.S. Supreme Court. The Kentucky measure now goes to the GOP-controlled state house. It could ultimately face a veto challenge, though, from Democrat Governor Andy Beshear. Kentucky currently bans abortion at 20 weeks of pregnancy. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.